what's the backup plan if the Supreme Court strikes down the subsidies? We have about 1 million Floridians who are getting that now.
What we believe is that our position is the position that we don't believe that people in New York should get the subsidies and people in Florida should not, and that the Congress didn't intend that when they passed the law. And so right now, no change, and people should come in and get those subsidies and benefit from that affordability.
Is there a backup plan, though?
What we believe is our position is the position that the United States Congress intended.
What about Medicaid in Florida? What are you doing to work on pushing the legislature to expand Medicaid?
So right now, doing listening and learning, reading in terms of reports, trying to understand. And the other thing is communicating clearly that we want to be flexible. The federal government, we want to be flexible. There are certainly certain conditions that we have that are a part of what the expansion was about in terms of the law, the statutory requirements. But we also want to know and understand what are the particular needs here in Florida, and how can we have a conversation about meeting those needs and ensuring that there is an expanded group of people that will have insurance.
Speaking of flexibility, there was a proposal from Associated Industries of Florida and the Florida Hospital Association to do essentially the bring down the Medicaid dollars and then use it for private insurance. On first blush, what's CMS's take on a proposal like that?
What we want to do is continue to, we appreciate ideas being produced and the idea of moving things forward, and we know that the place where the conversation will be is with the governor and with the state legislature. So look forward to hopefully at some point having those conversations and understanding what are the needs here in Florida and seeing if we can come to a place of agreement. Right now, I spend time with many governors. It's public that I'm having conversations with Governor Herbert in Utah, who now has something that he's putting before his legislature, have gotten progress there. We have the new governor in Alaska also talking about it. Pennsylvania has come in during my time, and we're going to continue those conversations, have conversations also with Indiana and Tennessee.
How about Rick Scott or any of the leaders of the legislature? Have you had a chance to sit down with them and maybe work through some of these proposals?
Have not had a chance to speak with the legislatures, and one of the things is working with governors and legislatures to figure out the right way to do it. In every state, it's different in terms of how the governor thinks is a good approach and the legislatures think is a good approach. I'm always open to any and all conversations and happy to have those. Want to do it in a way that is respectful of what the leadership here in Florida would like.
And I imagine, too, reflecting some of the political realities in Florida.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the things why it's state by state. One needs to understand what the needs are, and those needs are needs that have to do with both the substance, the economics, what individuals' needs are, and obviously it's always in a political context. And so spending and taking time, when I say it's retail, I spend a lot of time with each state and with each governor and would look forward to have the chance to do that here in Florida.
How do you mean by retail?
It's one by one. Every state is different. Every state is different. The needs that one sees and how the state of Utah thinks about it is different than the state of Indiana, that's different than the state of Pennsylvania, then different than every state, Arkansas. Every state has thought about this issue a little differently, and they think about it for their people, and that's great, and we want to have the flexibility to do that. In terms of Florida, I think there's a great need. In terms of the numbers, that there's a great need, and sort of coming back to the fact that this is something that benefits individuals, both in terms of their health security and their financial security. It's something that has a broader benefit. When we reduce indigent care throughout the system, that redounds to people who are in employer-based coverage in terms of how that flows through to premiums, and it also economically helps the state in terms of the hospital systems that are supporting that indigent care right now.